what do Rob Wonder's antidepressants actually do in the brain? How do they work?
So I'll try and keep it brief. It's quite a complex question. The thing we know for absolute sure that antidepressants do quite quickly is fundamental to how they work, is they increase the amounts of chemicals that are the way that brain cells communicate with each other. So these chemicals like serotonin, adrenaline, noradrenaline, are the ways that one nerve cell transfers its electric message to the next nerve cell down the line, sort of thing. We don't know for sure whether that's enough, whether there are knock-on effects as a result of that that are required for the antidepressant effect. And the sorts of things that people think are probably involved are, so quite quickly, if you can show the effect of an antidepressant in people in terms of being less liable to process negative information or to process information that is neutral in a negative fashion. And around about the same time, you can also show that certain connections between different parts of the brain are enhanced. So a lot of depression is accompanied by what's called reduced connectivity between different parts of the brain that you can image with various imaging techniques.
And they sort of pep that back up towards a more what we would regard as normal.
Yeah. And I think the best way of thinking about that, of getting a handle on it, is that a lot of people who with depression are struck by brooding, and very commonly worrying or obsessive kind of negative thoughts. And that's you can see that in a scanner with increased frontal connectivity or activation patterns and less long-range frontal lobe to the rest of the brain-like connectivity. Antidepressants and indeed ECT, interestingly enough.
That's the shock, the electric shock
therapy. That's the electric shock treatment that is probably the most effective antidepressant and what you would have if you were very severely depressed. They both seem to work, at least in part, it seems, by reducing that frontal connectivity and increasing more long-range connectivity in the brain.
And just in 30 seconds, why is it that if you do experiments on people, you can see the effect of drug molecules, of antidepressant drug molecules, in the brain within days, yet it takes, say, 3 or 4 weeks before people begin to feel better? Do we know?
That's partly a myth. So antidepressants have very quick effects. And you can see clinical benefits in patients within a few days. Very often patients are the last to notice, and that's why commonly is said to take 2, 3, 4 weeks. They actually have quite quick effects within 7 to 10 days usually.